Previously on Algoa FM.
All right, it's about that time, Algoa Country. It's time for Mythbusters, and tonight is all about landing your dream job after graduating. Now, whether this is you, your son, or your daughter, we're busting some career myths with someone who has over 14 years' experience in shaping young talent. Really no joke, she is the head of talent acquisition at Bowman's Law Firm, a big five law firm in Africa, and also a board member at the South African Graduate Employers Association. I'm talking to the one and only Charlene Ledwaba. Charlene, welcome to Algoa FM.
Hi, Kia, and hi to your listeners. Thank you for having me.
Noah, listen, I'm so glad that you're here. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
No, I'm doing good. It's a Wednesday, you know. I'm just waiting for the weekend.
It's a Wednesday. It's almost weekend.
Exactly. Quarter to weekend. We're almost there.
Exactly.
I mean, Charlene, you've been doing this for 14 years now, you know, shaping young talent. And I hear you're also really passionate about just creating future leaders. Where did this journey start for you?
So, yeah, I'm a girl from Limpopo, right? Found myself in a role because graduate jobs were limited at the time. Kind of took in the first role that came through, which was a role within a recruitment agency, and kind of just grew from there. I'm grateful, though, that my purpose and my passion have aligned now, because I am extremely passionate about early careers and young people transitioning into corporate spaces. I think my passion for young talent came from the fact that at the time, about 10 years ago, there weren't really young talent executives or recruiters who sat at a C-suite table, right? Mm. And I think we've made strides. We're now having real conversations around how young talent eventually impacts, you know, your organization and how you should be pipelining up front so that your talent is homegrown.
Yeah.
And the need to kind of invest in young people. Also, given the unemployment rates in the country, I think it should be such a focus for organizations to alleviate the unemployment numbers in SA.
You know what? You're getting me so excited now, because our listeners came up with three myths surrounding just getting your dream job after graduating. Because sometimes, you know, especially as a student, when you get towards that point and you're about to graduate, there's almost this tension, you know, of like, okay,
yeah,
what's going to happen to me? Am I going to get a job? Is it going to take me 3-4 years? I mean, I know of people who are my peers at that time. It took them so long to get work after graduating, you know. So I'm really excited to get into these myths, and I just want to dive kind of straight into them. The first myth that our listeners came up with is that it's necessary to go to varsity so that you can get a good job.
So that is definitely a myth. I think it's important, yes, definitely, that you educate yourself to the best of your ability. Knowing the economy that we stay in and the climate that we live in South Africa, the reality is not everyone is going to get a space in university, right?
Right.
So I guess that means that you need to think about how you're going to differentiate yourself. And in this landscape, what we're seeing are people who start having an entrepreneurial mindset, who are able to get into a job and not just kind of be a number in the background, but make sure that you've got work ethic, make sure that you're resilient, make sure that, you know, you are building credibility. And I promise you, those are the things that are going to make you succeed in any workplace. For you to obviously get into a graduate program, you do need to be a graduate. But straight out of matric, it's very possible for you to get into a corporate job without a degree. I think attitude remains the fundamentally most important thing that we look for as recruiters who do these interviews.
Wow. So you're basically saying that you don't actually need a degree. I mean, then when you get into these spaces, you know, what do you say? Is it important then to have some sort of experience then, maybe?
So in certain instances, yes. I am definitely one of those examples myself, straight from a trick, did not have the funds to go straight into varsity, landed a job in a recruitment agency. But here we are, right, building global strategies for young talent in the workplace. Having said that, that meant that at some point in my career, I did need to make the the decision to go back to school, or else that would have limited the opportunities that I could potentially tap into. So it's not always that you need to just get out of, you know, matric and go directly to varsity, but it is important that at some point where you do have the opportunity to go and hone in those skills and understand what university looks like, understand, you know, what people your age and your peers are doing. I think that's important.
And I mean, it's sometimes when you look at your peers and what they're doing, right, you'll find that maybe your peers are doing your law degrees, or they're doing something that's, you know, in medicine, and you'll kind of feel as though, okay, I'm doing something in BA humanities, for example, and we're often told that those degrees don't have much value compared to, you know, like the bigger degrees like accounting or whatnot. Is that true? Is it true that maybe some degrees have little value to employers than others?
Not necessarily. Yeah, it really just depends on what role you're applying for, right? The reality is, I've definitely seen accountants who, who qualify as CASAs kind of pivot in their careers. I've seen lawyers who've done LLB degrees, done their board exams, have been admitted, pivot, and decide, actually, I want to get into HR because law is actually not for me, right? But having that degree kind of sets you apart. Because you've learned skills in university, whether that's time management, whether that's the ability to work under pressure. You've learned those skills, which you can then go into the workplace and implement. But I do think that sometimes this perception around what value does a degree hold kind of makes us get lost. I think it's important for you to be clear around what your passion and your purpose is, what you want to eventually do. So think about the next 5 to 10 years when you have some level of experience. What would you like that to look like for you, and make sure that you're working towards that.
Getting back to what you mentioned in the beginning, right? You spoke about the graduate jobs, and I feel like sometimes as graduates, there'll be this thing where people talk about the unemployment rate, right? We touched on that a little bit earlier. Do you feel like there aren't enough graduate jobs, or that it's difficult to get work right after graduating?
Definitely. So yeah, I'll give an example, right? As recruiters, on an annual basis, we could potentially see about 6,000 applications. Of that 6,000 applications in a year, we'd probably take 35 students. So what happens to the other 5,000 plus students who've applied, right? They're not all going to get a job in a graduate program. And I think that's where it's really important to focus on entry-level jobs that are outside of a graduate program. Think about how you can build the entrepreneurial mindset already at university, even at a high school level. So a lot of organizations are offering job shadow opportunities. Try do that. Try make sure that you do vacation work programs where you can. There are amazing virtual internship programs, guys, out there that you can actually, you can do simulated courses on those virtual internship programs and put that into your CV as work experience. And I think that's really important, because you would have gone through real life cases, for example, that kind of set you apart from your peers who have not done a virtual internship program. So I think recruiters are really trying to, you know, get the skills in as best as they can, knowing that we can't accommodate all 6,000 applications, for example. Yeah. We're only going to be able to accommodate a few. But in that process, how do we make sure we're impacting those who are not going to get into these programs?
Exactly. Oh, Charlene Ledwaba really equipping us for success after graduating. Now, Go Country, if perhaps you missed the beginning of this, you can still find this audio on our website under the podcast page, algofm.co.za. Now, Charlene, before I let you go, where can we get a hold of you and just more of your knowledge? Are you maybe on social media, or, you know, where can we get a hold of you?
Definitely. So professionally, I'm on LinkedIn. Charlene Ledwaba, you can obviously search on LinkedIn. I'm always really excited to talk to young people and young talent coming into the workplace. Obviously, that means that there are a lot of young people. So to the people who do reach out, happy to have conversations with you and assist you where I can.
Amazing. Algoa Country, you heard it here first. Make sure you do check out Charlene Ledwaba. That is S-H-A-L-I-N Ledwaba. Thank you so much for joining us, Charlene.
Thanks so much, Kia. Have a good evening.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.